Welcome, seekers, to the Fib Foster Seminars on Tape series. Fib Foster presents Hang On, Strategies for Clinging to Your Position on the Ladder of Success. In a moment, we'll listen as Fib leads a group of hangers-on just like you through this popular and educational presentation. But first, this message, especially for our public radio audience.
Hi, this here's Fib Foster. I started the Hang On seminars because I sensed an emptiness in the traditional race up the ladder of success. Now, I talked to a lot of people who were tired. They were working 40-hour days and asking themselves, is this empty charade really success? Because if it is, I want something better. And that's why we're here. We're going to overcome success. We'll outflank it, outpace it, redefine it, whoop it, and send it running home to mama. People have seen ahead, and now they want to get behind. But what does that mean? Where is behind? Well, it's different for everyone. And like finding one's own special bliss, finding one's own behind can be difficult as well, even with two hands. That's why I'm here. So come on. The studio audience is waiting. Let's get started.
Recorded live before an audience of eager believers at the Wendell Willkie Conference Center Tanning and Video, here's that master of demotivation, the lion of limited expectations, Fib Foster!
Thank you! All right, okay, let's get down to business! Now, here's the problem. Joe has a good job with a big company. Middle management, knows his work, well-respected, loves his family, two kids at home, and let's face it, he doesn't want disruptions. He likes his life. Trying to scamper up the ladder of success, he'd have to take risks. The pressure is there to climb, 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 but he'd really prefer to stay put and hang on. Hang on! That's the name of my program and my philosophy. Now, you've already heard from others that there are two kinds of people in this world, the contenders and the pretenders, the go-getters and the no-getters. You can find tons of help if you want to be a contender, if you want to push, 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 push to get ahead. But what if you don't? Now, how about Joe? He's working as much as he wants. Life is good. What could possibly go wrong? Anybody?
He could get promoted without even trying?
Exactly. And why is that bad?
Too much money?
No, 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 no!
More responsibility?
Yes, 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 exactly! With a promotion, a lot more will be expected of Joe. More work, longer hours, unquestioned loyalty. And will he be paid more? Well, maybe and maybe not. We all know more responsibility is a path towards higher pay, but do the two always move ahead at the same pace? No, they do not. What you want to do is keep pay high and responsibility low. Simple. Now repeat that with me, will you? High pay!
High pay!
You don't sound like you really want it. You say it like that and you get low pay. Anybody want to settle for that?
No, no!
Then say it like you mean it! High pay!
High pay!
Hey. Low responsibility!
Low responsibility!
I caught you. You're all wrong. What'd you do wrong? Anybody know? You. Do you know?
Should we have said less responsibility rather than low?
Uh-uh. You shout for high pay, but when you're after low responsibility, whisper.
Oh.
Okay, repeat that. Low responsibility.
Low responsibility.
Because nobody will grant you low responsibility. That's something you have to take for yourself. Now, what's one way to take on low responsibility? Anybody? You have to make a non-impression. Now, say that with me, will you? Make a non-impression. Come on, say it together now. Make a non-impression.
Make a non-impression.
You!
What?
You didn't say it. Why not?
me?
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of independent.
Oh. You got your own way of doing things, huh?
Yeah.
You're not just a face in the crowd?
Well, I try not to be.
That probably doesn't bother you to be singled out this way either, does it?
Well, I'm used to it.
Well, that's just fine. Not that you need my approval, because I know you don't, but I have to tell you, you will never get... What? What won't he get? People?
High pay!
High pay. And?
Low responsibility.
Low responsibility. Not with your attitude, sir.
What can I do? I mean, I'm older now, and, well, this is the way I am.
That's the fundamental question. Well, people ask me all the time. They say, Fib, can I change? Ask me that.
I can't.
You're too independent, huh?
I guess so.
I guess so. Admit it, you can't change. You can't melt into the crowd. You can't establish and maintain a low profile. You can't get high pay and low responsibility, so I have nothing to teach you. Why don't you get out?
Well,
go on.
What?
Leave.
Well,
get!
I would, but now I can't because, well, you told me to.
Uh-huh.
I have to be independent, you see, and I can't be independent if I'm doing what you tell me to do.
This is the price you pay for being your own person. Your independence leaves you with no freedom. You're a hopeless case. But for the rest of you, there's a chance if you can say, yes, yes, I can change. I can lower my profile. I can overcome independent thought. Can you repeat that?
I can.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you're getting there. Now, I want you to take a few minutes. Come on up here and mingle in and amongst these tables that are full of my books, tapes, study guides, interactive computer programs, paperweights, pen lights, and inspirational toilet paper with a motivational message on each sheet. Come on, come forward, get close to the merchandise, and think and talk about overcoming the independence that robs you of your freedom. Come on. Come on up here. We'll continue in a minute.
As Fib mentioned, the strategies and tips that you pick up today may be reinforced throughout your daily routine. You can pick up Fib Foster's Hang On, mottos, slogans, and mantras on playing cards or placemats. You can have them condensed to an attractive and eye-catching wall hanging, or read them off the backs of specially prepared cereal boxes. Whichever method works best for you, Fib wants you to be in on the Hang On program, a proven strategy for maintaining your position, avoiding promotion, and combining high pay with low responsibility. You can find out more about Fib, read a transcript, and listen to this inspirational session at your leisure by using the internet to go to mpr.org and clicking on Dale Connolly Reporting. Our thanks to Dale for taking the week off so we could bring you this important program. And now, here's Fib.
Okay, we're back. Now, we're going to lower your profiles. How do we do that? How do we make a non-impression? Well, let's talk about the surface. You've heard the saying, the clothes make the man. You've probably worked for men and women who were empty suits. The shoes are laced, the blouse is ironed, the vest is buttoned, but nobody's home. Some people dress their way all the way to the top. They look great sitting at a board meeting. They don't wrinkle. How do they look?
Rich?
Money. Money's part of it. Anybody else?
Polished.
Yes. Nothing out of place. But there's something else. They look responsible. Responsible-looking people are the ballast of our great corporate balloons. When the balloon goes up, everybody has fun. When the balloon starts to sink, top management finds some responsible-looking ballast and throws it overboard. High responsibility, long way to the ground. You don't want to dress yourself into that position. If you want high pay and low responsibility, you create a scenic wardrobe. Choose clothes that look like background. Now, what does that mean? Am I going to buy a red suit?
No!
Am I going to buy something loud with checks and stars and sequins on it?
No.
Oh, no!
No!
Am I going to wear expensive Italian suits?
No!
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 No! If you're going to climb down the ladder or stay where you are, you have to look like something nobody looks at. Wallpaper, potted plants, dirt. So go out today and stock up your wardrobe with brown. Brown shoes, brown slacks, brown jackets, brown dresses, brown accessories, brown everything. You want to blend into the earth.
I think I might have some of these things.
Yeah, question.
Okay, what if everything in my office is, like orange?
Uh-huh.
So, don't I want to wear, like, orange and blend in?
Well, now you've got the idea.
Okay, but then suppose we leave the office for some kind of meeting or something somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
I'll stand out in orange. See, but if I wear different clothes that day, then I won't fit in when I get back to work. So how do I mean,
let's examine the situation. Who told you you could leave the office?
Oh, well, I have to. I'm going to an important meeting.
Well, there's your problem right there. If you're going to an important meeting, you are not where you want to be.
Oh.
Write this down. The people who go to important meetings don't know what's important.
They've gotten themselves into high responsibility jobs. They got lots and lots and lots to do. Time is money for them, and yet they get dragged into important meetings and are held captive all morning, all afternoon, or all day. Anxiety goes up, productivity goes down. What we want to do is break the time-money continuum so that time is no longer money. Money rolls in independent of time, independent of effort, independent of responsibility. Now, is there anybody here who has the handicap of always making an impression? Anybody?
I always make a big impression because I have a great memory.
Uh-huh.
I never forget a name or face, and I always remember the names of people's spouses and their children.
Now, this makes it awfully hard to
hang out
to that ladder, doesn't it?
I keep getting promoted. Between my work and buying gifts and cards, I don't have any time left for myself or my family.
All right. If you can forget, you can be forgotten. Write that down if you don't think you'll remember it. Forget, and you'll be forgotten. Here's a technique you can use. It's called mnemonics. Now, let's say you meet somebody. You there.
Mm-hmm.
You, come here. What's your name, darling?
Susan Perman.
Uh-huh.
Just think of Superman, and you've got it. Sue Perman.
All right, let's take somebody else. How about you?
Nancy Wheeler.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Now, you're my new boss. You've just been hired. Introduce yourself to me again as if we're meeting for the first time.
Hello, I'm your new boss, Nancy Wheeler.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking forward to working with you.
Okay, let's use mnemonics. Now, what am I thinking? Her name is Wheeler. She just said she's looking forward. Now, what sort of image does that give me? Wheeler, person in a car. They're driving somewhere, looking forward at the road. It's raining, the lights are on, it's slippery, it's slick. She says a prayer that her car will stay on the road, but the only prayer she knows is grace. So that's my visual image of her, a woman saying a prayer in a slippery road. What's her name? Easy. Grace Slick. Am I right?
Nancy Wheeler.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. So, right away, I've sealed off my prospects for advancement. No way I'm going to get saddled with more responsibility now, and I may be on my way to getting less. All thanks to the simple trick called mnemonics. All right, talk to your neighbor. See if you can find a way to forget his or her name. Use mnemonics, and in a minute, I'll tell you more about how you can develop a strategy to blend in to keep responsibility low.
You're listening to a special broadcast from Fib Foster Seminars about the Hang On program to hold your place on the ladder of success with high pay and low responsibility. Fib Foster wishes to thank Dale Connolly and the staff of Dale Connolly Reporting for taking the April Fool's weekend off and allowing us to bring you this extremely useful career information. If you'd like to purchase Fib Foster tapes, books, computer programs, buttons, headgear, refrigerator magnets, toilet paper, or pocket protectors, call the number at the bottom of your screen. If you're enjoying this special broadcast, please let us know by writing to Dale Connolly Reporting, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101, or by email at mail@mpr.org. If you're annoyed by this program, please keep it to yourself, and thanks. In a moment, more low-profile advice from Fib Foster, so stay tuned. exceeded expectations, Bill Foster.
Thank you. Okay. Now, we've just talked about strategies to look someone in the face, be introduced to them, and forget their name instantly. And you're thinking, well, that's okay for him. Well, I'm here to tell you, anybody can do this, but only a few of you will. You know why? There's something holding you up, and I think I know what it is. A lot of you are saying to yourselves, but I just don't have time to stop being so busy. Now, doesn't that just get to the heart of what we're talking about? If you could come up with a simple way for busy people to stop being so busy, you'd be so busy showing them, you'd make a bundle of money and you'd never know if it really worked because you couldn't do it yourself. How about you?
Me?
Uh-huh. Come on up here. Whoa, big strapping fella. What's your name?
Jim.
Jim? What a great name. That's a name made for high pay, low responsibility. Say that with me. High pay.
High pay.
Low responsibility.
Low responsibility.
And you can have it too if you follow my plan. Shoot. Anybody remember?
Jack?
Joe.
Tim. Tim.
Jim.
You see? You're almost invisible already. You could slink into the shadows at any moment and start collecting high pay.
High pay!
For low responsibility.
Low responsibility.
There's just one thing standing in your way. You're too darn big! People will remember you because you're tall. So, your first job is to reduce your profile. Take it off the bottom. Get the lowest, flattest shoes you can find. And then, sit. Sit as much as you can. Now, your next step is to find a way to stop being so busy. Okay, anybody know?
Think up some inefficient ways of using your time. Like not filing things right, maybe?
Uh-huh. Another one?
I ask somebody to bother you with pointless questions all the time.
Very good. Anybody else?
Don't listen.
Okay, another one?
Don't listen.
Excellent. Another?
Refuse paperwork.
Good, good, good. Make your desk a paper trail cul-de-sac. Let it age like wine. If you let it sit long enough, you can dig down to the bottom, pull old memos and letters out, and find, well, they're no longer important. Now, let's see how it works in a little tableau done here by the Fib Foster Hang On players. Come in.
Morning, Bob.
Morning, Ann.
I'm looking for the Baxter Report.
The Baxter Report?
I sent it over here last week.
Come on in. Close the door.
I can't get it closed.
There you go. Now, the Baxter Report?
You were going to add a paragraph to the first section about the design of the shutoff valve?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. It's in this area over here.
The final typing is being done today. So if you've got something to add, now is the time.
All right. Thanks for the reminder. I'll dig that out.
You know, Bob, as a friend and colleague, I have to tell you, a lot of people in upper management don't mention your name anymore, Bob.
Is that so? Look at this. Speaking of never heard of, here's a staff list from 1985. Remember Kyle Miller?
Yeah, he had those Kelly Green pants.
I wonder what he's doing now. Golf caddy, maybe, huh?
Seriously, Bob.
Get this. Our 1979 mission statement from old Leatherhead. What a guy. I used to watch his Adam's apple bob up and down during meetings.
Bob?
Yeah, it did. It just bobbed right up and down.
Well, I'd better get back to work.
We'd both better.
Right. Thanks for the reminder and the advice.
Sure.
Okay. So Bob has effectively reduced Ann's expectations. But what's even better is what happens when Ann gets back to her office. Let's listen.
Marjorie, take Bob's name off my memo routing list. I don't want him gossiping about me in 10 years.
So there it is. Less responsibility. Wonderful job, players. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, this kind of entrenchment I'm talking about is hard to create and difficult to maintain. You can do it with the help of various Fib Foster study guides, tape seminars, videos, interactive computer programs, non-motivational wallpaper, books on toilet paper rolls, and our other courses, including The Invisible Elite, and bandwagon basics, when to be on and when to be on your guard. Now, you can buy the whole package all at once for the low, low price I'm going to write on this here chalkboard. Well, what's wrong with that? Don't you like it? Is it too high?
Yeah.
Forget it. I'm cutting the price just for you, just for today. From this down to this.
Oh.
Yeah. Anybody think it's still too high? Huh? Anybody?
Well, me, I do.
You do?
Yep.
Anybody else? Okay, just one. One person willing to stand apart from the crowd. Well, I'm going to give you a special private lesson, Mr. Standout. You need this material more than they do. So for you, I'm going to raise it back up to here.
No.
Anybody else want special treatment?
No!
Good answer!
No way!
Finally, let me say that you all have high expectations of low effort leading to big money. Now, it's not going to work for everybody. But until you try to not climb up that ladder, you can never be sure how far you won't go. Wherever you're worried about going, we can help you not get there faster if you'll trust us and use the products. Thank you. Thank you!
Yeah.
Now, come on up to the front. Come on. Let's take a trip together down the road to happiness in the 21st century. The road to high...
Hey!
And low...
responsibility.
Thank you very much.
And now, a special word for our public radio audience from Fib Foster.
I hope you like my program to hang on to your place on the ladder of success. Now call the number on your screen and tell the operator you're ready to blend in, to find the time to not be so busy, to hang on. Then sit back and get ready not to advance anywhere. My special thanks to Dale Connolly for having the courage to let us buy this time directly from him when everyone else in public radio said it would be morally wrong and illegal to do so. But it's not just Dale. A lot of people have taken my advice and have stifled otherwise promising careers. People like Beth Gilliland and Peter Moore, Craig Thorson, Tom Keith, Sue Scott and Lynn Werfel Holt, Patrick Coyle, Sylvester Visick. Well, he's definitely not going anywhere. All because when I said, hang on, he said yes. Well, how about you? It's not too late to stay put. Call the number on your screen and I'll be glad to tell you how. Thank you for listening and welcome to the new century from all of us at Fib Foster Seminars.